part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
We are powered by the SID Media. Welcome back. Like I've promised you, we will be talking to Brother Peter Mwanga. Brother, he's on the line. Brother, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Thank you for asking. Before we get into our conversation for the day, can you pray for us?
All right. Let's. Dear Lord, we thank you for this. To discuss, we ask your Holy Spirit to with everyone who's listening to the program and our presenter, be with us. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my brother, for that. Today we are looking at the feature that says manhood, what it means to honor him. So in a world where gender norms are often blurred or abused, the true meaning of honoring women can easily get lost. Respect isn't just about being polite. It's about recognizing the image of God in every woman and treating her accordingly. What does that look like for modern men? And how can faith guide the journey? So let's unpack that with Brother Peter Mwanga. So my brother, what does the Bible teach us about how men should treat women? And how does that compare to society's standards today?
All right. I think we should start from Genesis chapter 1, verse 7. The Bible says, both men and women are made in God's image. It means they are equal. So God sees us, look at us as equal. But when you go to chapter 5, verse 25, the Bible calls men to love women, sacrificing themselves by Christ and the church, especially to those who are married.
Right.
And on 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, men are to treat women with honor, for heirs of grace. So in general, we can say in God's eyes, we are the same. And we have to be treating each other at the same. But for those who are in love, those who are in marriage, the Bible put some conditions saying men should love women as Christ and the church. So in God's eyes, this is the foundation. Both men and women are in God's image. They are equal.
Right.
But when it comes to the society standards, I feel like often women are reduced there's a difference between men and women. There's, when you look at media, workplace discrimination, the society promotes control rather than partnership. So that's the difference between the biblical society and the society.
All right. So tell me, brother, how can men challenge and unlearn harmful stereotypes they've been taught about masculinity and women?
Yeah, it's true. Men have to unlearn things, especially the first key point is to acknowledge that we have a problem. Many men unknowingly absorb stereotypes because we are raised in a society where we are told that men are stronger than women, men are whiter than women. So these things grow with us. And a lot of men have that mentality. First of all, we have to acknowledge that this is a problem. This is not supposed to be like this.
Mm.
And secondly, there has to be a self-reflection. We have to ask ourselves, my action is mean or uplifting? Because these things are happening the way we speak to each other, the way we handle ourselves on social media, at church. So we have to ask ourselves, am I uplifting or demeaning?
Hmm.
We have to educate ourselves through so listening to women experiences. When we listen to what women go through, we can reflect how we can attain those practices.
Mm.
And also we have to be accountable. We have to surround ourselves with men who model healthy respect. Because, for example, if a father has a respect for his wife, daughters, even the sons can see that, I think this is the way to go.
Mm.
So surround yourselves with men who model healthy respect, that can help to overcome this.
Right. Mm. Thank you so much for that, my brother. In daily interactions, at home, church, or work, what does genuine respect for women practically looks like? I'd like us to focus especially at church. Yes, the question says at home, church, at work, but at church, yeah. Yes.
All right. Yeah, at church, there's a need, but because the problem is people think the Bible looks at women as lesser human or lesser than man. But we have to ensure, we have to remember that as in his image, as this. So at church, we have to ensure women's voice are heard.
Mm.
Not just in women's ministry, but at church as at large. We should avoid paternalism. So we have to give equal chances to men and women to lead or share experiences. Whatever we are doing, God looks at us as people who are making his image.
Right. And how can men mentor young or younger boys to develop a healthy, godly view of women?
Yeah, as I said, most boys or as I say, children imitate what they see. So I feel like if we can, we can be examples to them by doing what is right to who we want them to be.
Mm.
So we have to show respect to women so that they can have practical examples of how we should handle women or how we should lead and women. We should also teach them, because the Bible says we have to teach children in the right way, they will never die. So we have to discuss these things.
Right.
We have to equip them with intelligence, and they have to have that knowledge of men and women in God's eyes.
Mm. Mm.
We also have to correct the harmful attitudes, because it starts maybe at household level, maybe how they speak to each other. They can grow up with that I'm a man. This we are different, but we have to correct them while they are young. Those places like boys will be boys, because I've seen even parents telling their children, boys will be boys. We have to address those things while they are young. Most of all, we have to point, because Jesus honored them.
Mm.
We have a lot of examples in the Bible where Jesus honored women, like Mary Magdalene, the Samaritan woman, So these are some of the examples.
And how can we show appreciation for the women in our lives?
Yeah, I think the best thing we can do is to treat them equally as men, giving them opportunities, respect. Have to respect women. We are guys, so we can respect by avoiding attack acting like women. We should avoid acting like women and to rescue them.
Okay.
Yeah, because have that mentality that maybe woman cannot be a woman without a man. Those kind of diminish them. So there are a lot of things we can the way we portray them on social media. We should avoid bullying them. We should avoid using them in advertising things that are morally not up. Yeah, I think things.
Okay. Talking of treating women equally, so what are some ways to address and overcome biases and stereotypes that affect women?
Can you come again?
My question is that you are talking of how women should be treated equally, right? So what are some ways to address and overcome ama biases and stereotypes that affect women?
Yeah, I think we should focus on the mindset change. Because if we change the mindset, we can overcome the. At the end of the day, one of the women isn't just a women's issue. It's a gospel issue. Everyone is involved. But when men embrace humility, internal love, take Christ's heart, and create a culture where everyone can. So, above all, Christ can help us to live the way he wants us to.
All right, my brother. Last question before I let you go. Is it possible to honor women without failing into saviorism and performative respect, and how?
Yeah, it is possible. So at one point you said we should avoid acting like men need to rule. So, performative respect. We have to respect women and balance because there's a trap. We can. Okay, in another way, we should listen more than we speak. We should allow women to speak or to share their emotions or what they feel, and also men to allow women to lead. There should be equal opportunity to empower them and don't patronize. Sure.
Powerful one, my brother. Thank you so much for your time. Can you close with a word of prayer?
All right, thank you. Great. Dear Lord, we thank you for the discussion that we have. We thank you for our lives and for listening. Ask your Holy Spirit to interpret what we are discussing. We know we were made and know how you want us to ask that the Holy Spirit should help us live as your children, women and men. Bless this media house and who is listening. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my brother, for your time. Have a lovely day.
Thank you. Have a lovely day.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was our brother Peter Mwanga talking to us about manhood, what it means to honor her, what is it that you should do to show respect for women, what is it that you should do to show that women are also important at home, at church. What is it that you should practice as men to show women that you appreciate them? So the number to dial is +273 470 3520.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.